Congress. You really are terrific.
I especially want to thank our amazing leadership team, Republican Whip and one of the bravest men I know, Steve Scalise. Steve, thank you very much. Conference Chair Liz Cheney. Thank you, Liz. NRCC Chair Tom Emmer. Tom. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. And Chief Deputy Whip Drew Ferguson. Great job. Thank you, Drew. Great job. I also want to proudly welcome our newest Republican congressman, two people that fought a big fight for the last number of months, and they're winners. They reacted so incredibly under pressure. The whole world was watching. A lot of people were hoping for the opposite outcome, but many more people were hoping for the outcome that we had. A man who wasn't expected necessarily to win, and then he got in gear, and he was brutal and brilliant, and he did a great job. Now soon to be, and now Congressman Dan Bishop for many years. Thank you, Dan. Dan, thank you. What a great job. What a great job, Dan. And another man who fought so hard, and he was supposed to win by a little tiny bit, a couple of points, and he won by a lot of points. That was a big victory, and I want to just congratulate you. Greg Murphy is going to be with you folks for a long time. These two people are special people. North Carolina, thank you, North Carolina. There were some crowds that turned out. They turned out, and they turned out like people never expected, and they were. It was just a great evening of television. I wouldn't say the fake news was too happy with the outcome, but that's okay. That's okay. We did it, and we worked together as a team, and it was very inspirational for a lot of people to watch. Everyone here tonight has a critical role to play at the vital crossroads of our nation. Democrats in Congress have embraced an extreme, destructive, and dangerous agenda, radical socialism, and open borders. Democrats are determined to replicate the most catastrophic failures of world history right here in the United States. They've never learned. They haven't watched. Each of you in the House Republican Conference is on the front lines defending American freedom, American security, American prosperity, and the American way of life. You're the ones, you're doing the defense. Hundreds of millions of our fellow citizens are counting on us, and so help us God, we will never, ever let them down. Together we're going to fight historic battles, and we have historic battles ahead of us. We're going to make our country even greater. And we're going to win overwhelming victories for the American people. The spirit that we have in the Republican Party, I don't believe has ever been this high. Over the past 2.5 years, we've already delivered unprecedented progress for citizens of every background and every walk of life. Now we must go directly to the American people to share the story of what we have achieved and to explain our bold vision for the future. Working with Republicans in Congress, we slashed 30,000 pages of regulations from the Federal Register. And that is an all-time record, and we did that in a lot less years. That's an all-time record, no matter how long the president served. We saved an average American household $3,000. Earlier today, my administration formally repealed the horrible, dangerous, anti-everything Waters of the United States rule. Thank you, Louis. Thank you, Louis. Thank you. I always say the only thing that had going for it that was good was the title. That was, I said, I'm the only one that would sign this. But it was a good thing we did, right, Louis? It was a good thing we did. Government will no longer try to micromanage every rain puddle and every drainage ditch on private land. They took your land away from you. Together we enacted the VA Accountability Act so that anyone who mistreats or abuses our great veterans can be promptly fired. There was a time you couldn't fire anyone, no matter how they treated our veterans, whether they stole or they were sadists, and we had some of them too. You couldn't fire them, and now we can do it very, very quickly and easily. They don't treat our veterans well. We get them out. Since then, we've removed more than 7,600 employees who failed to give our vets the care that they so richly deserve. We're also very proud to tell you that the Veterans Choice, which is something special, so special, they've been trying to get it for decades and decades, choice, so that more veterans have the right to see a private doctor if they have to wait online instead of waiting for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks or numbers that you wouldn't even believe. Think of it. You're sick, you're not feeling well, and they tell you come back in 4 weeks. Now you go outside, you go to a local doctor that you of your choice. By the way, unlike somebody else.
Well, good evening, everybody. We're listening to President Trump speak at a Republican retreat in Baltimore just a few days ago, and the prayer calls start at the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us.
And it's been an incredible thing. I'll tell you, what's happening at the VA has been really something special. If you look at, you just see it. All you used to see and read about is how bad the VA was run, how horrible it was, and you don't hear those stories anymore. Now, you know, what will go is these people will run out, and they'll start trying to find somebody who is unhappy, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. Who's unhappy? Please call us immediately. And that's the problem. But I will tell you, people are really happy. What we've done there is incredible. We achieved record funding to restore the awesome might of the American military, $700 billion last year, $716 billion this year. And now just approved, thank you very much, $738 billion next year. More money by far than ever before. And remember, that's all money. It's built in the USA. We build it right here. America, I will tell you, is respected again. Our nation is stronger today than ever before. We have the greatest equipment. We have people with spirit like they haven't had. But we now have the greatest equipment. When I came in 2.5 years ago, our equipment was old and tired. Our ammunition was low. Our planes didn't fly well. Many of them didn't fly at all. Now we have beautiful new planes and jets and fighter jets and bombers, and we have everything, and hopefully we don't have to use them too much, and maybe we don't have to use them at all, but we have the greatest military we've ever had. And together, so importantly, we ended the last administration's heartless war on American energy. For all of the folks in Texas, we got a lot of you tonight. You're very happy in plenty of other places, but you're very happy. The United States is now the number one energy producer anywhere in the world by far. For the first time in more than 60 years, this just happened, we are now a net exporter of American natural gas.
Good evening, everybody. We will begin the prayer call in 1 minute. We're listening to President Trump speak at a Republican retreat a few days ago in Baltimore. Enjoy, and we'll start the prayer call in just a minute or so.
Certain countries in the Middle East, and you look at the straits, and you see the ships, and they're being taken, and they're being, not too often, by the way, because, frankly, Iran is a much different country than it was 2.5 years ago. But they were saying, we don't see any American ships. There are no American. Number one, they wouldn't take them. They better not take them. And number two, we don't have too many there. We used to be flooded. We used to get everything there. And now it's a whole different story. We're very energy independent. We've invested billions of dollars to combat the opioid crisis. And those struggling with addiction to find access to treatment, education, and employment, a tremendous problem. We've had tremendous success with opioids. Not that it goes away, but we're looking very strongly for something that can really take away the pain, just take away the pain without being addictive. And we're getting very close. This is a brutal, people go into the hospital for a week and they come out drug addicts. They come out addicted. It's a terrible thing, but we're working very hard and we're getting very close, finding a painkiller that's not addictive. For the first time in three decades, drug overdose deaths have declined. Think of that, over 30 years. First time. Thanks to the entire Republican team in Congress, we passed the biggest tax cut and reform in American history.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the prayersfor45.com prayer call for Sunday night, September 15th. This call is being recorded so we can memorialize our prayers into this period of history and hopefully have folks in the future come back and listen to our calls, or at least a portion of our calls. And again, it is Sunday, September 15th. I am Scotty Sachs, your host, and we will do our two prayers tonight, our first prayer for President Trump and our second prayer for the reset of the rule of law. We'll continue to pray for the reset. We'll talk about what's happening on that front and why our prayers are being heard, and we'll get into a little bit of a conversation with our two prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty. Kimberly, good evening. How are you?
I'm super. Scotty, how are you? It's good to be here.
Doing great back in California. It's good to be back in the U.S. Did the last few calls from Mexico. It's always great to be with everybody. It's something about being on American soil when you're praying for your president that just seems to be, for me at least, a better fit, but nonetheless, we are here, and great to have you lead our first prayer, as always, with your energy. So take it away.
Awesome. Father, we come into your presence, and we are humbled, Lord, humbled to come into your presence tonight. Father, we thank you that we can come in boldly because of the work that you've done through sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sin, Lord. And we are so grateful for that and humbled by it and encouraged by it and forgiven by it, and therefore we are covered by your righteousness and your forgiveness, and Lord, and so we can stand on your word and know that what we're asking, you will do it because we're asking according to your will, Lord, and we're asking tonight that you would encourage all of those who are on the call. Father, 1 John 5:4 says, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world." And this is a victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And Father, we thank you that it's because of our faith, Lord, that we have victory, especially because at the end of the day, you are our victory. You are our hope. You are our victory. And we thank you that you continue to reveal your plan through our president, Lord, that you continue to protect him, Lord, and keep him safe, Father, that you continue to roll out your justice on the earth, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your word also says in Isaiah 56 that we are to maintain justice and do righteousness, for your salvation is soon to come, and your righteousness and justice is soon to be revealed. And we anticipate and expect that, Lord, and we know that as we continue to watch every single step that continues to be taken daily, Lord, we continue to see the evidence of your agenda, not just for our nation, Lord, but for our world. Father, we continue to see a return to the rule of law. We continue to see accountability. Father, we thank you that we continue to have more and more transparency, Father, that the things that have been hidden from us, Lord, are being revealed. We thank you for the documents, Lord, that continue to show us the truth. We thank you that our president cares about us seeing the actual documents, the actual records that have been hidden from the public. Father, we thank you that as we continue to hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord, that you will continue to bring out truth, Lord. We're so excited about that. Father, we also know that we do not walk in the flesh. We know that we do not walk in the flesh. We are not carrying on this spiritual warfare according to the flesh, but we are by using weapons of man. We know, Lord, that the weapons of this warfare, of our warfare, are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. They are weapons that are divinely powerful for the destruction of evil and fortresses of evil. And so we are absolutely coming together tonight to destroy sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive into the obedience of Christ, being ready to punish every act of disobedience, not just in our own lives, Lord, not just in our own town, Father, but across our nation, Lord. We are asking, Father, that you would hold these acts of obedience accountable and that your will be done. We ask, Lord, for your justice where it is required, Lord, and for your mercy also, Father. We need your mercy. Lord, we thank you that you continue to show your mercy on our president and his wife and their children, Father, and their extended children, their families, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to keep him safe. We continue to see that he is healthy, Lord. We thank you for that. We give you praise for that. Father, we ask that you would continue to allow him to be confident and know that no weapon that is formed against him will succeed. And every tongue that rises against him in judgment is being condemned by the saints who are praying for him and interceding him. Father, this is the peace and the righteousness that your word promises us in Isaiah 54. We are so thankful for this peace, this righteousness, this security, and this triumph over all opposition, because it is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this is our vindication, saith the Lord. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that we can stand on your promises, that you have granted it already, and that it is your will that is being done. We give you all the praise, all the glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. Great to have you lead our first prayer every Sunday and Thursday. And for anybody that's new to this call, we are here Sundays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 Eastern. And we do this because we want to and because we all believe in our great president and the patriots behind him and the agenda to take back our country and regain our sovereignty. So we're here to pray twice a week to that end. And in just a moment, Betty will join us to do our second prayer for the reset of the rule of law. But I want to preface it tonight by saying that, folks, we are praying for a done deal. What we're praying for, the reset has already been done. And now we're watching everything play out like a movie. It's like going to the movies. We have a little bit of the advanced script. It's not that those of us on this call, myself or Betty or Kimberly or some of our prayer members, have any great insight, but we do know enough to know we're praying for something that's already been done. The Patriots have been working on this plan for decades. They've known that the men that took control of this world, the rich, the powerful, the media, the politicians in D.C., their sycophants in Hollywood, these were evil, sick people that did not have our best interests. And so in praying for the reset, we're really praying for something that we know has been taking place. And we're going to talk about a few examples. So I want to throw out a few, but Kimberly, what comes to your mind as we pray for the reset? What's obvious to you that this is already done? And what's an example of the reset of the rule of law that you can share with us?
Oh, my gosh, Scotty. It is so obvious the amount of judges that the president has placed in position in office, Father. I mean, all the way across our nation, it is unreal, unprecedented how many judges have been removed or resigned or stepped down, and how many judges Trump has positioned and have been approved It's so encouraging. It's just really encouraging. I also am loving, Scotty, can I name two?
Of course.
I'm loving that we continue to see actual court documents, that we are literally looking at the facts and the truth, and it's becoming easier and easier to identify where we've been lied to and where we've been deceived, because we actually are able to sit down and read, you know, the 87 pages or the 1,000 pages if we have time. But it's just exciting. It's exciting to actually be able to have our hands on those documents and know that also on the president's, on the White House website, every single action, every single, did you guys know that the little snippet press conferences that he does before he gets on Marine One, do you know that they actually transcribe those and we can read exactly what he said every time he does it? I mean, it's there within 24 hours. So I am really loving all of that.
That's awesome. Those are two great examples. Betty, you want to jump in and give us one of your own, and then I'm going to throw a few more out and we'll move on to our second prayer.
Well, just the fact that didn't the Supreme Court recently uphold Trump's plans for the border and having and then Mexico agreeing to hold them there before they came over? So we're just seeing the pendulum start to swing. And all you have to do is Google the Department of Justice cases that have already been, brought to court and people brought to justice, and you get a slew of cases. I mean, DEA agents and people in the prison system who have been corrupt and all the bribery charges, and you're seeing all of these people confessing or finally coming to justice and being brought down. It is truly amazing. It is. I think people get discouraged because they don't see the big names come down. And I think what has to happen is that as we see all the little, it's easier to get all the little guys. And then when you see the massive amount of people at the lower echelons being brought down, it's going to make it easier to bring the big guys down, because I think people are going to start to get a distaste, a stench in their nostrils over all of the corruption and injustice. And as it's exposed more and more and more, they're going to be so sick of it that they're going to want to bring the big guys down. And so I'm praying that that will actually happen. They need strong cases, though. It's very hard to convict somebody who is very powerful and wealthy and very well known. So they need really, really strong, strong witnesses and strong evidence. Like Kimberly prayed for, and I'm going to be praying for later on, is that's one of my themes, is the strong evidence that we need to bring these people down, because we forget how complicated our court system is. The court dates, the witnesses, the discovery, the documents, all of it. The juries, being picked well, honest judges, a lot is involved in bringing somebody down. So God's got to be in all of those details.
Excellent, Betty. Another great example, the many indictments you referred to, and Kimberly, the judges, historic number of judges. And I'm going to carry on here and say that I realized in doing a follow-up interview, I have been doing a special report with the Patriot Intel Report on the Mockingbird Media and how our media came into being corrupted through the CIA and through various powerful channels of taking control of the mainstream media. And everybody on this call, I know everybody on this call realizes there's a reason President Trump began calling them fake news a long time ago. But what I did not know till last weekend is that 30 state attorney generals, that's right, 30 of our 50 two states, did I get that right, 52 states, 30 of the attorney generals have initiated antitrust investigations against the mainstream media and social media giants. Most of it's directed toward Google and Facebook, these antitrust suits, but there are six companies that own 90% of the media and they'll be rolled into this antitrust investigation. And ultimately, through antitrust suits against the major corporations that run our media, and as well as the individuals, I believe there'll be indictments against individuals that head up these companies as well. So not just the corporations, but the individuals. But 30 state attorney generals are already investigating the matter of corrupt, the way in which our tech giants and our media are censoring conservative voices and stacking the deck on search engines and so forth. The second thing I wanted to bring out, also not so apparent because the mainstream media won't cover this. You have to go out and find some of this stuff. It was brought to my attention that we have something that has been put into effect in January of 2019 called the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. I'm going to read. The Migrant Protection Protocols are a U.S. government action whereby certain foreign individuals entering or seeking admission to the U.S. from Mexico, illegally or without proper documentation, may be returned to Mexico and must wait outside of the U.S. for the duration of their immigration proceedings, where Mexico will provide them with appropriate humanitarian protections for the duration of their stay. Well, this, under Barack Obama, was a free-for-all. People were coming in to this country, and they were waiting for their court dates for their individual cases, and they were waiting inside the U.S. and getting all the benefits of U.S. citizens. So the Migrant Protection Protocols is a clear sign to me, and the Trump administration executing this within the framework of all the laws the courts have found MPP to be completely within our government's rights. So this Migrant Protection Protocols are reversing everything Barack Obama put into place. It gives Homeland Security the ability to vet families and to make sure sex traffickers, smugglers, drug dealers, and all of the other criminal aspects do not get around our laws and stay in this country. So I think MPP is huge, and we don't hear anything about it. Of course,
that's
the
exactly
wall.
What I meant.
Perfect. Go ahead, Betty.
That's exactly what I mentioned, the immigrants having to stay in Mexico. And not only that, they're upholding being able to do blood testing to make sure that the children who were with these adults are actually related.
So yes, you and I did not even compare notes, Betty, but here we are on the same page again.
Nope. It's exactly what I had mentioned just a few minutes ago. They're having to stay. They're not coming into this country. Yep.
Of course, this reset is not just here in the U.S. It's global. We've been fighting a 19-year useless, senseless war in Afghanistan with the loss of thousands of American lives, and President Trump and his administration have declared an end to the Afghanistan war, and they're bringing troops home. The U.S. soldiers were being used as cops. Excuse me. Well, what were they policing? The poppy fields. And we talked about this a little bit Thursday night. But I think it's an example of how this reset extends not only within our borders but outside our borders. So these examples are all around us. And so as you come on these calls and we come together Sunday and Thursday, we should do so with the absolute certainty our prayers are being heard. And these examples we've said tonight are just a few of the examples. And until we feel collectively that our rule of law has been reset, the criminals are indicted and tried, and we can move on with our lives, we'll continue to pray for the reset. And Betty, you will lead us in our second prayer to that end.
All right, let's bow our heads. Lord, we are so grateful for you and what we can see already in the news of what's going on. Lord, we're reminded in the Psalms that you abide forever. We know that, and that it says that you have established your throne for judgment, and that you're going to judge the world in righteousness, and you're going to execute judgment for the peoples with equity. You're not going to judge like the evil judges now that we see, especially in the U.S., well, all over the world, Lord, who execute justice with bribes, and they're executing injustice is what they're doing, Lord. But you will exercise justice with equity, and you are going to judge us righteously. And so we see that happening already with the DEA agents being exposed and the bribery scandals and the bank fraud that's been going on, all of the antitrust laws that are being exposed and just the computer fraud that's been going on and people stealing our intellectual property. All of that has been slowly exposed by you, Lord, and we are so grateful. And so, Lord, we ask that you would be with all of the DOJ investigations and expose the truth. There have been FISA abuses. They did things that were wrong. They did not follow proper procedures, Lord. And so I pray for that you would expose all those who were involved, that you would be with all of the depositions that have to occur, choose the strong lawyers that will bring strong defense and opposition, Lord. And I pray for the judges and that the juries would be honest, that you would assemble grand juries to issue indictments against these people. There has been bribery and blackmail in our government officials and CEOs. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bring forth your justice and judge these cases with equity. And, Lord, we ask that you would raise up a generation that loves your law. Write your laws on the hearts of this generation and on our children, Lord. And that has to be that there are parents who are committed to your word, because we need a generation that recognizes what truth is and that values truth and does not value that there is a double standard and double scales, Lord, that the rule of law applies for everyone. And so those are the people that we need in our courts, the juries and the judges and the lawyers and the witnesses. All of them have to care about the truth and bringing justice, and give them a stench, Lord. Let them be nauseated with all of the injustice and abuses that have been going around in our country, and help them to fight for a better world for our children. And, Lord, I pray that you would thwart every attempt at trying to impeach Trump and Kavanaugh, and I pray that you would empower the Senate to fight this evil scheme, expose the truth that's behind these impeachment attempts, expose the lies, and embolden those leaders who need to speak up. Give them the boldness to expose what's going on, Lord, and lawyers that will help to thwart all of those purposes. Lord, you are the one. It has to be by your hand. And so I pray that you would continue to protect and strengthen our courts, that they would be committed to the Constitution, that they would have a godly interpretation of law, and that you would appoint judges that are not compromised. And so, Lord, raise up men and women that are committed to justice and that they are unafraid of people opposing them, and that they are not, again, not compromised. And so, Lord, we ask that you would expose all the corruption and the double standards by your mighty hand. You are, Lord, omniscient. Therefore, you know all things. And so, Lord, we ask that you would preserve the documents and the emails, the tapes, the witnesses, all of the proof that can bring real convictions that will stick, Lord, not ones that will slide through. But, Lord, send a message that this land is your land and it belongs to you, Lord. Your word tells us that you are a jealous and avenging God and that you are wrathful. You do not tolerate evil. You exert your wrath against evil. And so, Lord, take vengeance on all of our adversaries, those who are trying to commit evil. I know you reserve wrath for your enemies, that you're slow to anger, Lord, and you're great in power, but you will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. And so, Lord, bring them to justice, Lord. May those who know your name, may all of us who know your name, put our trust in you. And may you be a stronghold for us in times of trouble. Lord, there are believers. There are people in Congress. There are people like Flynn who were innocent, Lord. And they need to be able to trust you. And so be with them. Help them to trust you. Help them to know that we can trust in your name and that you will not forsake ever those who seek you, because you are a good God. You are our Father, and you love us, and you love justice and righteousness, and you don't turn away from those who reach out to you and cry out for justice like you did for the Israelites. Lord, do for us right now, today, in the powerful name of Jesus. Defend us and come to our aid, and we thank you for what you have already done and what you will continue to do, Lord. Bring down the house and raise up your throne. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and thank you, Betty. Betty and Kimberly, just really much gratitude for bringing such powerful prayers tonight. It's really awesome. And as you were praying, Betty, I was thinking about a conversation I had with a very nice lady from Los Angeles that supports Maxine Waters, of all people to support. She's a Maxine Waters fan, and I asked her, what has Maxine Waters done for you? You're not surprised she had no answers. She's just, you know, emotionally attached to somebody who's, I don't know how many years she's been in Congress. But our Congress is a reflection of Maxine, and Maxine is a reflection of the Democrat-controlled Congress. They have nothing on President Trump. They have done nothing for this country. And now they're back. The media, I noticed over the weekend, a number of media outlets have resurfaced with Trump is unfit, Trump is unfit, Trump is unfit to be president. They really are reaching down deep because the reset of the rule of law is coming at them hard, and nothing they can do really is working. And all they are trying to do now is hang on and play defense. And this is a group of people that never had to play defense. They were always on offense. And thanks to everybody here tonight coming together, well over a year now, we're going into 14 months of prayer. And of course, there's many other groups like ours praying for this president and for things like the reset. And it's really coming together now, and it's an exciting time. We'll continue to pray. And we have 26 people on the call tonight. If we all brought a person to the call, we'd have 52, and 52 could become 104. And I hope that a year from now, we'll still be praying, I'm sure, and we'll be well over 100 people because of the dedication of everybody here tonight. And before we close with our gratitude prayer, a couple of quick, very quick announcements. We are growing only by your graciousness and spreading the word. So, as I said, please bring somebody to call, share links to our site, share the call times with somebody, and let's keep this thing going. We have a web store that is got T-shirts and mugs. It's the only way we can pay a few bills around here. So thank you. If you need a gift, check out the web store. And on that note, we shall close with our gratitude prayer. Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light at the end of this day and every day. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is leading this storm and is focused on his mission and purpose as our president. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've bestowed upon our lives. You've provided us with more than we could ever imagine. You've surrounded us with people who always look out for us. You've given us family and friends who bless us every day with kind words and actions. They lift us up in ways that keep our eyes focused on you and make our spirits soar. Also, thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. You protect us from those things that seem to haunt others. You help us make better choices. You've provided us with advisors that help us with the difficult decisions. You speak to us in so many ways so that we always know you're here. Lord, we're grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, and Pastor Joseph, and Diane and Ingrid. And Christine, we're grateful for all the prayer warriors, all of you that joined us on the call tonight. You've made a commitment, your time, and of your bond to this president. We're grateful for that. And a special note of gratitude for all those longtime prayer friends that have been with us from the very beginning. You all know who you are. You've been with us a year, Van and Kathy and Ken and William and Kathy and Liz and Diane, and a few others. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. When we live in the power of God, we get stronger, and all of our fears disappear. Lord, thank you for the rich tapestry of colors in creation, for the beauty which is all around us. We're grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much, especially again for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are, Lord. Amen. Well, thanks, everybody. It's great to be with you again, and we'll see you on Thursday. And hang up the phone, give someone a hug, and have a great Sunday night. Appreciate you being with us. Bye-bye.